on the public fucking dole. Newsom said he has stopped drinking, that he's seeking professional help for his dependency. Now, this is when you cover these liars, these professional liars, whenever they're caught in a scandal or something, they follow a certain script. It's always rehab. Rehab is always the big script. While everybody is, the spotlight is on them, they always mention rehab and they need help. So you take a step back as a human being saying, yeah, it's fucked up. Look, I'm not perfect, man. I'm not perfect. We all make mistakes. We cut this guy a break. He's having a hard time. You know, he's on the bottle. We'll cut him a break. Not realizing that this is a playbook to get these creeps out of trouble. And get the, to play to your compassionate side. Say, yeah, we're paying this guy and he's a piece of shit. He's a drunk, but you know what? Let's cut him some slack. We've all had, nobody's perfect. Cast the first stone, that kind of thing. And then when no one's looking it, looking anymore, they pull a little sleight of hand. We'll get into that in a minute. I've come to the conclusion that I will be a better person without alcohol in my life upon reflection with friends and family this weekend. I take full responsibility for my personal mistakes, and my problems with alcohol are not an excuse for my personal lapses in judgment. Yes, they are. Because you weren't sincere about seeking help, only to get you out of trouble. Your typical political piece of shit chameleon. Newsom's three-year-old administration is in deep crisis. Last week, the 39-year-old mayor admitted to having an affair over years with his appointment secretary, Ruby Rippey Torque, the wife of Alex Torque, who at the time was the mayor's deputy chief of staff, and who moved on to manage Newsom's re-election campaign. Torque resigned from the campaign after confronting the mayor about the affair. Rumors about Newsom's drinking have long swirled around his administration. A long train running. They reached ahead in December after the mayor appeared to have been drinking when he arrived at a San Francisco General Hospital to pay his respects to a police officer killed in the line of duty. Here he comes. Here comes the mayor. Here he comes. Jack Daniels is coming in. Mayor Daniels. Hey, Jim Beam's here, everybody. He wants to pay his respects. The cop gets killed in the line of duty, and this guy shows up to the fucking hospital, soused. City department leaders who attended the similar event said that Newsom was liquored up. Of course, he only admits he has a problem after he gets caught. That's a big giveaway that person won't be changing his or her behavior. Newsom reportedly spent a weekend with family and friends discussing the situation. Yeah. You know what they were discussing? How to salvage his political future. Not trying to heal any wounds. After he apologized, a small smattering of applause erupted in the room. Yay! Golf clap for the guy who's seeking help. Yay! Why don't you resign and seek help? Isn't that what most normal people would do? No, you can't resign. Give up the power. I can seek help from rehab. I can run this city from rehab, damn it. Of course, people all around the city knew this guy was fucking liquored up on a regular basis. Some staffers lauded him as courageous. This is how fucking stupid people are. You get played again. Alcohol had always been a big part of Newsom's economic well-being. Before taking office in 2004, he built a multi-million-dollar group of wine, restaurant, bar, and resort businesses so he can make money on drunk driving and getting people liquored up, and then compare them to the unvaccinated. Well, he has a fucking expertise. Reports about Newsom's after-hours drinking became increasingly public and increasingly embarrassing for his administration and increasingly disturbing. In addition to reports he had been drinking at a holiday party before visiting the hospital for the police officer, he was also spotted in a restaurant window in North Beach in December, slurping pasta and kissing his girlfriend and appearing to be liquored up. Look, it's not my gig to make fun of people who have problems, but this guy's a fucking liar and a bullshitter. And I'll tell you exactly what he did. He pulled the wool over everybody's eyes. What does it say here? He announced. I mean, the guy, it's one story after another about his drinking. But then he says he's going to seek counseling at Delancey Street in San Francisco, which was a top-rated rehab. To seek professional help about his drinking. And he said, yep, I'm going to seek help at this place. Pretty famous. And I'm serious about it. And who's this Silbert guy? This is from the San Francisco SF Gate. If you want to read about this guy on the bottle. And then using it. I mean, you can't make it up. These guys are so fucking full of shit. Silbert said Newsom had contacted her Saturday about getting help at Delancey Street Rehab. No one comes to me or Delancey Street for any kind of help unless they are deadly serious, Silbert said. We are no lightweight or BS program. Huh. Well, Newsom was going to go for therapy, right? He needs some help. He's got to turn his shit around. So that's February 2007. Let's take a little trip to April. In April, just a few weeks later, Gavin Newsom said he quit drinking, but he doesn't need any professional help. He denied he entered a rehab program. In a recent interview with the Sacramento Bee editorial board, Newsom said he resumed drinking occasionally after a period of abstinence and never went to rehab. Oh, wait a minute. I thought he needed rehab and he was going to rehab. No, we didn't go. No rehab needed. I just stopped drinking. Yeah, okay, pal. That's why you're always seen with a fucking drink in your hand at fancy restaurants and you still own wineries, etc. How full of shit are you? We shouldn't be worried about this guy making comparisons to drunk driving. We should be worried about this guy potentially or allegedly drunk driving. That'll be next. Not that you'd ever know. It's all fucking rigged and covered up, these guys. Remember when a buddy of mine pulled over the Attorney General of New Jersey for drunk driving? That didn't go very well. He called it in. Big problem. Good way to get fired as a cop on the Attorney General for drunk driving, and he was fucking soused, but that doesn't matter. It's all tied up in a neat little bow. It never happened. The haves don't get slapped with the same thing the have-nots get. So who gives a fuck what Newsom said? He's a liar and a lush, apparently. Well, more than apparently. You keep making comparisons to drunk drivers there, Newsom. How many wives have you had? You just look at these things. These guys are all fucked up. I need a quick drink. I need a quick drink myself. I'm going to only take water, though, unlike Gavin Newsom. You can't make this up. Penn State sponsors a vaccine street team to go door to door in Philadelphia. We don't have enough assholes running around. We have little college assholes now. The vaccine street team. Yeah. These guys will be next scene on Cops in the ER. Penn State is sponsoring a vaccine street team to go door-to-door around West Philadelphia. Good luck encouraging people to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Oh, council member Jamie Gauthier has teamed up with the Penn Medicine and Service Employees International Union, SEIU, and has assembled a team of volunteers to coax West Philadelphia residents into getting the jab. Going into the hood. Yeah. That ought to work well. They always target the hood, right? They think the people in the hood are stupid. No, the people in the hood are smart. You gotta trust a bunch of fucking honkies from Penn State. So far, the vaccine street team, which uses a canvassing model similar to how those running for office might campaign ahead of an election, has mapped out 9,000, has visited 9,000 pre-mapped homes. The canvassing model was proposed by nonprofit executive director Matt Goldfein, and a nurse practitioner, a Penn nursing graduate student. It's just fucking stupid. These people are dumb. 9,000 people in the hood. Come on out to the suburbs. See how it works out for you. Come on out. They won't tell you how many of those 9,000 people that they've hit have been vaccinated. You know why? Because it's embarrassing. Why is Penn State involved in this? You have to ask these people. It's all communist hands on deck, folks. Everybody in my family went to Penn State, okay? Except me. I went to Rutgers. I graduated from Rutgers after I got kicked out of my first school. You know my story. Now, Penn State jokes are like a fucking slam dunk. I can make Sandusky jokes. I can make Paterno jokes. I could do that here. It's like a layup. Why even do it? So Penn State, if I was a Penn State student, a Penn State graduate, I would still be hiding under a fucking rock. Now I love you guys out there because you're in my family and I have to. But really, we've had enough about Penn State and we are and all your bullshit. Just be glad you graduated from college and you have a degree. Do you know no shame at this point? The same for the folks at Michigan State after their problems with the gymnastics doctor molesting hundreds of girls while officials sat there and did nothing and knew about it. You Michigan State guys and you Penn State guys. You guys should play every New Year's in the Molester Bowl. Now it's a joke. Take it fucking easy. Give me a break. You guys make fun of me because Rutgers doesn't have a good football program. It's cool. I mean, they only fucking created the vaccine for polio and tuberculosis and things like that. But hey, football. So that's coming to a city near you. Your state university with a vaccine street team. Sounds legitimate, doesn't it? And, you know, it's the damnedest thing. I said this before. They only target the hood. They still haven't figured out that the people in the hood have great street smart. They're very bright. And they don't trust people from outside the hood snooping around telling them they're there to help them. But don't worry. Other universities are getting in on the action and they're offering paid internships to students. Universities. They're paying students to become vaccine influencers who push coronavirus vaccines through a social media campaigns. And they're paid by the CDC, the American College Health Association, and the Youth Marketing Connection. Oh, that sounds legitimate. And guess who's paying for that? You are. So these little assholes with their Instagram fucking accounts running around in their bikinis telling you to take the jab. Yeah. I got a jab for you. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about these little university know-nothings who are going to tell you how to protect yourself. Somebody in their 20s just coming off a Gavin Newsom-esque binge is going to tell you how to take care of yourself. Yeah, all right. Painted Black. Let's see what else we got. Fun, fun, fun. We played that. Give Up the Funk. Evil Ways. Switch it up here a little bit. I like this one. And you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man headmaster's money. You can rely on the chancellor's money. You're a rich girl with your Instagram telling people to take the jab. It's gonna be my COVID album. But it won't get you too far in the ER. This is gonna be one of the biggest hits on my COVID-19 album. You're in the hood, sister. Students can now become paid coronavirus vaccine influencers. Through a student social media engagement campaign that you're funding. Keep paying those taxes, folks. Bend over. Of course, all this is to help combat vaccine misinformation and build vaccine confidence within their campus communities. On social media. Yeah. Remember when people went to college and they used to protest the man, the system? We're tired of the man. We're tired of being pushed around by the system, man. We got to come together. Make love, not war. Now it's hey, man, we're tired of not being for the man. The man is going to protect us. We're for the man. You're fucking puppets. You're dummies. You're stooges. Of course, it all comes down to the parents. If I had a kid in college and they said, hey, Dad, I'm on this new thing where I'm a coronavirus vaccine influencer and I'm getting paid. I say, oh, yeah. Okay, I'll be up there in a couple days. What are you coming up for? To choke you the fuck out. Number one. Number two. You got perfect grades? You want some influence? Pull your grades up. And when it comes time to pay your tuition, I'm going to influence your ass right out the back door. If you got a 4.0, you can dance around and be an influencer. Until then, how about influencing a little improvement regimen for your liver and bring your grades up? And don't be telling people what to do. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You're in your 20s. Stick the fundamentals, fuck's sake, out there pumping up this kind of crap for other kids. The CDC knows no boundary of undecency and indecency. I don't even know if undecency is a word. It should be. The Centers for Disease, that's why I call it. Targeting idiots in colleges, right? And then having the idiots go and sow and spread misinformation in lower socioeconomic neighborhoods. Yeah, here they come. Here comes the fucking crowd. We used to say, here comes the crowd. They got the alligator shirt on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those two with the fucking polo shirts, they look like Easter eggs. They don't belong here. You ever see Sesame Street? Something's wrong with us. Which one doesn't belong? Those two. Get them the fuck out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Take your Easter egg, your alligator shirt, to beat it. We're not buying what you're selling. Who's involved in this nightmare? Oh, UNLV recently announced the internship opportunity. Who else? Goes on and on and on. This will just be one of many. Once students are back on campus, influencers and ambassadors will continue to promote vaccine confidence through social media and by hosting on-campus events. You guys are all fucked up. You got your whole lives ahead of you. And by the looks of things, it's going to be a long road. Of course, I hesitate to criticize. We had a number of different on-campus events and off-campus events dealing with... well, we can call it vaccine confidence. We're pretty confident that the stuff we were doing was safe. Of course, the college back then was against you putting things in your body that were relatively unknown, i.e. chemicals, malt liquor, witch hazel, grain alcohol, etc. But now they're actually promoting it. Oh, you know why? Because the fucking colleges get paid too. And you're paying them. The CDC is spending billions. And the government's spending billions of your money. And working against you. And you're supposed to get out there and get the message out. Guys like me are supposed to get the message out. It's stacked. They got fucking kids running around in the hood. Kids running around on campus. You can't carry a 40 ounce around to the dorms and around to different places, but you can carry a syringe now? Fuck out of here. Vaccine influencer. Put that on your resume. I can make a lot of references to the 1930s, 1940s in Germany, but I won't. That little prick's running around thing, working for the fucking government. Influencers on Instagram and TikTok. The same assholes who are influencers on Twitter in the political sphere. Selling fucking pillows with their pillow. go to pillow.com/ whatever the stupid name is for a discount. Oh, yeah, you're a journalist. You're selling fucking pillows. Fuck out of here. You're pimps. You're not journalists. You're fucking low-down pimps. Look no further than some of these other shit boxes. University of Cincinnati, hellhole. University of Missouri. Supposedly a great journalism school. The people I've seen coming out of University of Missouri with journalism degrees are 100% robots. They're sleaze stacks. University of Missouri just hired 5 new students to become COVID-19 safety influencers. Doesn't matter that the University of Missouri is funded by taxpayers. University of Missouri also paid $10,000 to a Canadian company, Glacier, specializes in high school and student advertising, to run the project. Oh, it's your money. Who cares? Spare no expense. The University of Miami, 75 students were hired to serve as public health ambassadors. University of Miami. Put that on your resume, kids. You're going far. You better learn where the infirmary is. Let's get down to business. A few more items of interest. Other stories will be pumping on True Pundit. By the way, a little heads up. True Pundit will be mothballed. It'll still be there, the archive. But when we release our new platform, all news, etc., will be coming off the new platform. So True Pundit, we've decided, will still sit there as an archive, and there'll be if you go to True Pundit, there'll be a link to the new platform. And we'll be tweeting out, etc., releasing news just like we do on True Pundit via the new platform, because we're going to a new platform in a couple days. Being worked on now. There's no sense in duplicating. So we're going to retool and release things under the new platform. We're excited about it. I'm excited about it. I know the Young Bucks are excited about it. Makes sense. We'll drive traffic to the new platform. Hopefully get the word out to more people. For the time being, the last few days of True Pundit are among us. It's been a hell of a 5-year run, man. I'll tell you that. Proud of what we did. We'll keep the heat on. We'll continue. Just a retooling a little bit. Changing things up. It's a damn shame you have to go underground these days, but that's the way it is. We deal in reality. We don't deal in fucking fantasy like many other people do. A Veteran Affairs Department mandates employees get vaccinated or be fired. That story's on True Pundit, the full story. You can check that out. DOJ declares vaccine mandates legal. Oh, and then on the same day, it's leaked out that today, of course, the DOJ declared that yesterday. Oh, and then Biden's going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, all federal employees are going to get vaccinated, must be vaccinated. Oh, wow, that's strange. Federal law does not prohibit public agencies and private businesses from requiring COVID-19 vaccine that are under emergency use authorization. The Department of Injustice concluded in an opinion. Well, guess what? You guys don't fucking make the laws. You write your stupid analysis of it. Of course, we know that the DOJ is famous for ignoring laws and applying them only to part of the population, the poor part of the population, by the way. Some real freedom fighters in the Department of Injustice. Who cares what you concluded? Perhaps there's a better chance in the corrupt courts to put you in your place, but of course that'll take a long time. And before that's settled, you'll be able to coerce your employees in the federal side, the federal apparatus, to go get injected. That includes the Department of Veterans Affairs, etc. What a fucking scam. And then Biden comes out. Today he's going to come out and say, everybody, if you're a federal employee or a federal contractor, you need to get the jabs. Oh, okay. And people are going to run right out and get it too, Joe, right? The federal government is so great at fact-checking and record-keeping and staying on top of that. These dopes, these supervisors who can't count their fucking hands without a calculator are going to stay on top of people's vaccine records. Oh, okay, Joe. Yeah. What are you smoking? There's other stories on here as well. Man, they loaded it up tonight. Loaded it up. They're working for, I don't know what we've been doing. I'm on a 17-hour shift. Sons of bitches try to give the old man a stroke. I did want to cover this story, though. I saw this, too. COVID fear-mongering goes viral on Twitter. I just left the ER. It's chaos. Screenshots of identical, chaotic ER tweets from different doctors. Oh, yeah, that's legit. The people in here are unvaccinated. It's crazy. Doctors all over the country with the same fucking tweet. Oh, I wonder where you guys got your marching orders from. What time did you get your talking points? 4 a.m., 5 a.m.? Start tweeting at 6 to 7 a.m. It's chaos in here. Yeah, okay. When's the last time you left the house, doctor? This is the one I want to cover. Close it out. Higher COVID rate found in counties with higher vaccination rate. This is in California, IA. Maybe Eddie Munster Wig Newsom better read up on this. This is in his fucking state capital. This guy's a dope. Drunk, they're drunk drivers, I swear. I know a lot of drunk. I used to roll with these guys. Used to, yeah. You're completely recovered, pal. You can tell by looking at you, you're not on the sauce at all. State workers and healthcare employees will be required to show proof of vaccine to get tested for COVID at least once a week, Sacramento. Listen to this. Here's the kicker. Close this out with this. This comes as a highly contagious Delta variant, which, of course, people can't even, and medical profession, don't even know how to diagnose, is now dominant in the state. And COVID rates have skyrocketed in the month since California officially reopened, including breakthrough cases among vaccinated Californians. Notice how they put that last. That should be the fucking, that should be up top. That should be the lead. This is fifth paragraph. One, two, three, fourth paragraph. They bury the lead. Also, a new analysis finds several counties with above average vaccination rates also have higher COVID case rates, which case rates are falling in counties. Who wrote this? Fucking Mr. Magoo wrote this. This is a... Let's try it again. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks, because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what... My dad used to tell me something. You get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos. Pain in the Morning, the videos. And the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before. It's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel, and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic, and I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, etc. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. You don't like it? You can skedaddle.